USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
G7 countries are set to conclude the three-day summit with an agreement to focus on the rising challenges posed by China. They're set to issue a communique Tuesday that outlines an approach to confronting Beijing over economic policies and human rights issues. Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. 1 in 10 U.S. homes sold in America for the first quarter of 2022 was flipped or bought with the intention of selling, the highest level since the year 2000. NASCAR racing will be in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin this weekend. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
If you remember the toilet paper hoarding by Americans at the start of the pandemic, then you won't be surprised what Americans are hoarding now.
CVS and Walmart are limiting customers' ability to stockpile emergency contraceptives after a surge in demand followed the Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A CVS spokesperson confirmed that temporary limits have been put in place and that the company had not run out of Plan B in its stores or warehouses. Planned Parenthood has advised against hoarding emergency contraceptives. In a statement, the organization warned that stockpiling would deprive customers needing them more urgently. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Monkeypox vaccines are in short supply in New York City and Washington, D.C. Eligibility in both locations was limited to gay and bisexual men. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald and six other state prosecutors are planning to defy the Supreme Court of the United States on the abortion issue. Ms. McDonald on CNN.
I don't see that I have a choice. I'm not going to prosecute physicians for providing health care and needed procedures to patients. I'm not going to do that. I don't think that the governor will be unsuccessful, nor do I think the ACLU and Planned Parenthood's suit will be unsuccessful. We have over 100 assistant prosecutors and an office of 200 people and a county of nearly 1.3 million people and an all-time high of in gun violence. We had our first mass school shooting in the state in my county in November. So we have limited resources, and we are not going to spend them on prosecuting doctors.
California is set to become one of the first states in the nation to glorify abortion and contraception in its constitution after lawmakers on Monday voted to advance a constitutional amendment putting the issue on the November ballot. Iran and the United States are expected to begin holding indirect talks in Qatar, with the European Union mediating between the two. The talks set to begin this morning have renewed hopes for a diplomatic solution after earlier talks stalled in March. If the talks are successful, a restored nuclear deal could lead to a return of Iranian oil to the global markets. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.